Welcome to today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Andy Murphy. Through interviews with relatives, community knowledge keepers, and her work as a climate activist and lawyer, Katlia Lafferty shares Dene wisdom and perspectives about the land that may provide possible solutions for the climate crisis in her new book, Mother Earth is Our Elder, A Northern Indigenous Path Toward Sustainable Living. Rather than taking a traditional informational or academic approach, she wanted to tell stories in a more personal and literary way. She felt a responsibility to write about protecting the environment, and once she started, it came naturally.
When I was writing, the idea sort of came to me that maybe I should start trying to write down some of these stories that talk about the state of the world that we're in right now when it comes to climate change. And it's been done before, but it hasn't really been done in more of a literary way. I mean, there are researchers that come into our communities all the time and try to gain an understanding of what our elders and knowledge carriers are saying about the climate crisis, but it's never been done from sort of a freer way without the qualitative and quantitative analysis. From that I started to speak to people who were able to tell me their thoughts and just started collecting those interviews, and it just kind of grew and more people wanted to speak to me, and I was guided to different people. So it just became this compilation of contributors that were happy to share, and I'm really grateful.
Lafferty says Indigenous stories, teachings, and spiritual connections offer promising solutions to add into environmental protection conversations. Through writing this book, she learned there was no single solution to the climate crisis, but says many of the people she spoke with emphasized the importance of adapting to climate situations the same way Indigenous people have always done. She's also hopeful that the same way technological advances have contributed to climate change, they can be a part of the solution.
We have always been a people that has been able to adapt. We've been impacted by colonization. Our teachings have been interrupted by settlers for a long time now, yet we've remained resilient and we've remained determined to make sure that our stories and our teachings stay alive no matter what. I would say the main teaching that I got was that yes, climate change is real. It has been exponentially sped up by humans, and the world has always been evolving. At one point, the Northwest Territories was a tropical oasis, and it no longer is. So the world has always been changing, but it has been exponentially sped up by the Industrial Revolution, the agricultural revolution, and now we're in the technical revolution. So hopefully the technical revolution will align with Indigenous principles of living in a good way and taking care of Mother Earth.
Lafferty says corporations provide goods and services designed primarily to make themselves money. But she believes most people, when given meaningful alternatives, will make choices that benefit other people and the environment. She calls the process of writing the book a healing journey that left her with more questions than answers, but it made her more aware of the importance of the stories and cultural guidance intertwined with her identity.
Now that I've turned my eye to it and turned my ear to it, I can't unsee it, I can't unhear it, and I just want to continue learning as much as possible. There's stories about giant animals, there's stories about women of metals, there's stories about how the spruce gum on the trees came to be because they come from wolverine tears. Those kind of things are stories that need to be passed down to our young people so that they can carry them on, because our elders, that's what they're there for, is to share these stories with the younger generation, and that's not really happening as much anymore. So just sitting in silence with your elders and having patience for them to tell a story, but having that patience to sit there and not go on your phone and just really, really listen deeply. Because when you listen and you open your eyes to and open your heart, things will present themselves to you, but you have to be willing to lift that veil and see things differently.
Lafferty hopes readers are able to connect with the Dene perspectives in her book and find more hopefulness about what is happening around them, and pay closer attention to what the natural world has to offer. I'm Andy Murphy, and this is today's Voices.